Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, 824. Ladies and gentlemen, I experienced the greatest thrill I have had in the two-plus years I have been on Twitter, Al, this morning when I got up to get information on the Eagles' schedule. And, of course, I always consult the best reporter and football voice in American media, Peter King.
No argument there.
And Peter King is explaining the backstory of the Eagles' schedule. And it's got my name in blue. And I wasn't sure what that was. So I came in to Rhea and I said, Rhea, why is my name there with Peter King? And she said, oh, my God, he tagged you. Wasn't even sure what it meant. But it is an enormous honor to have been tagged by this man and now have him on our show, the best there is, Peter King. Hi, Peter.
Angelo, listen, praise will get you everywhere. And I just want to tell you that when Howard Katz was telling me this yesterday, you're the first person I thought of, because I said, there's only a few people that this will really have meaning to. One is Doug Peterson. Two is Sal Palantonio.
Right.
Three is Angelo Cataldi. So I said, you know, I wanted you to be the first to know.
Wow, I'm thrilled by it. Now, I'm trying to interpret it, Peter, and you can help us with this. So Howard Katz in the NFL thinks the Phillies are going deep into the playoffs, so they're keeping South Philly clear of the Eagles. Is that what's happening?
Let's just say this. The NFL is taking a calculated risk.
Okay.
It's just like if you right now were trying to figure out, well, let's see, what should we do about the Baltimore Ravens schedule? You probably wouldn't say, well, we got to keep at least 3 weekends clear, you know, in Baltimore because of the Orioles. They're a real threat this year. And you wouldn't do that.
Right.
And so basically the NFL takes calculated risks when they make the schedule. And the calculated risk that they took this year, or one of them, is that, hey, listen, why look for problems with the Philadelphia Eagles schedule? And you know, even though as several readers pointed out last night, look, it'd be very, very easy, not very easy, but it would be relatively easy for a World Series game, let's say on that last weekend, or I don't even know when the World Series would start, or a playoff game to start at, let's say, 8:15 or 8:30 p.m. in Philadelphia, and to have a 1 o'clock game. So to basically have the human beings anyway cleared out by 5:30 or 6 o'clock out of the area from the football game. But I just think it's something they don't want to have to deal with.
Sure.
And look, I think everybody thinks there's a good chance the Phillies are going to be playing baseball in October.
Well, it's fascinating to us because it seems like in this case, the Phillies are somewhat affecting the Eagles. The Eagles are the only team with 3 consecutive away games. Is that a big disadvantage, Pete?
I don't think it's that big a disadvantage, especially because none of the trips are, you know, 4 or 5 hours. You know, the last one is to Buffalo, which is whatever, an hour maybe, 50 minutes, I don't even know. But I do think that, you know, the teams that are really disadvantaged in this schedule in a big way are Tampa Bay and Oakland, because they're going to be away for a lot longer than the Eagles are. The only thing is, because they're both playing a game in London in the middle of it, it doesn't count as a road game, but that's the longest road game either team will have.
Right.
And so they're on the road for whatever, 6 or 7 weeks, or they don't have a home game for like 6 or 7 weeks. And so I do think that, look, the Eagles will get this back later in the season anyway. and at other points of the season when they have an advantageous home schedule. So I don't really view it as that big of an issue for the Eagles.
All right, Pete, because I love to waste my own time, I go through the schedule and try to decide whether they're going to win or lose. And it's very hard to do because I cannot calculate the health of Carson Wentz. Can you give me your read on him as he goes into his fourth year, having never had a healthy season?
I mean, I think what's difficult for the Eagles, for Howie Roseman, for Doug Peterson right now is how do you calculate his worth? Because I wouldn't want to have to sign him before the end of this season. I don't know whether to put him up in the because at the end of this year, we're going to know, should he be in the Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson stratum, or should he be around Kirk Cousins, or should he be, somewhere 25 to 27? And that's what you don't know. And if he doesn't stay healthy this year, then what do you do? And that's why, to me, look, if the Eagles, and I don't know whether they're going to do it or not, but if they sign Carson Wentz this season before finding out if he can play the full season, I mean, it's going to be a tremendous leap of faith on the part of Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie and Doug Peterson.
Tremendous point. Hey, Pete, you know this Howard Katz, who has to put this schedule together every year. What's it like? You've actually seen him assembling it, right? How hard is it to do?
The weird thing is, Angelo, I tried to explain, and it's on my podcast today, the Peter King podcast, where I basically tried to walk you through. I actually walk you in the building with me and walk you into this room. It's a really weird place. I want you to imagine this, where you walk onto the fifth floor of the NFL office in Midtown Manhattan, and you walk sort of in the center of this floor, and you come to this room that is entirely a frosted glass room. And so nobody can see in it. And there are five people who walk in there every day for 3.5 months making out the schedule. And so it's kind of, as I say on the podcast, they don't have janitorial staff coming in there because they don't want to risk any, they don't want to see anything. The only thing they do is they come in there and they empty the shredder because they shred a bunch of the old schedules that they're no longer looking at. But there's two things that are very interesting, Angelo. This room is 10 feet by 18 feet. In other words, it's 180 square feet. Let's say you graduate college at Temple and you got a big job in Philadelphia and you want to live in Center City. Can you imagine living in a place that's like, you couldn't imagine living in a place that was less than like three times that size. And so this place is where five human beings go basically for 10 hours a day for 3.5 months.
It's like a prison
cell.
There's
only five people who have a key card that access this room. Oh. If you're Roger Goodell, you're just like Peter King. You got to knock on the door for entry, you know? And so it's just a weird, weird and a very, very secure place, obviously. And you've got these people who, in essence, because you've got computers spitting out schedules all over creation and then sending them into the email boxes of these five people to so that they can look at them. Like a couple of these guys, like Mike North, he gets up, like he goes to the bathroom in the middle of the night and he'll look at the schedule.
Wow.
That have just been spit out. So look, it's a balancing act and everybody says, why? What is it? Why do they have to consider 64,713 iterations of this schedule, which is exactly how many they had this year.
Wow.
And the reason they do it is because even a fraction of a television ratings point, even a fraction, is going to be reason for you to be able to do better in your TV negotiations in 2021 or to do worse. And that's why this group of five people has so much pressure on them.
Peter King, dazzling. Pete, well, I'm going to do, Keith Jones has asked me to do this because you share with Al a love of the Boston Red Sox. Should the Phillies, hold on. All right, yeah, they're having a rough start. But should the Phillies sign Craig Kimbrell?
Well, I mean, look, Craig Kimbrell is a good to very good closer, but all I can say is if you watch baseball last October, I don't know how committed you would be to having Craig Kimbrell be your closer for a long time. It sounds insane. You look at his numbers are great.
Yep.
I watched the games all October. He was a crash and burn guy.
Okay.
And I would be dubious. I would rather have, who's that? The guy with the long name, Sir Anthony, who throws 1,000 miles an hour.
Yes, Sir Anthony Dominguez.
I mean, is that a ridiculous option? I don't know.
I would rather have Pedroia after what I watched with Kimbrel.
All right, don't get him going. Peter, yeah. I just want to tell you face-to-face here how honored I was that you tagged me today. It meant the world to me. I mean it, Pete. No one's ever done that. Other than Taylor Swift, this is like the all-timer. I'm still hoping she does it. But, Peter, thank you. Listen to his podcast. He'll give you the whole inside story.
Imagine
how
that
this
little room.
Wow, that's crazy. It's like five people in it. Peter, we loved it, man. Thank you so much.
Take care, guys. See you later.
Peter Kagan, you, of course, can read his Monday morning quarterback or whatever they call
on
it
on NBC Sports. You can follow him at Peter, lowercase, whatever that thing is, underscore King.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.